It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Well, welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and I'm so honored that you're with me today as we're continuing our new series that we've been on this week called The Oil Still Flows, Living in the Power of the Holy Spirit. We talked about how the anointing breaks the yoke. Yesterday, we talked about receiving fresh oil for dry seasons. But today, I want to take you into something deeper that's often overlooked in regards to the anointing. And that's this. The purpose of the anointing is not just for you. It's to overflow from you. Today's teaching is entitled, When the Oil Touches Others. See, in Psalm 23:5, he says, You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. That image is powerful. It's an anointed head and an overflowing cup. What God pours into your life, friend, is not meant to stay in you. The Holy Spirit doesn't fill you to your limit. He fills you until you overflow. And when you overflow, lives around us start changing. Let's start with a foundational truth today. The measure of God's anointing on your life is not just seen in your private devotion, but it's also seen in your public impact. There's a difference between having enough oil to survive and having enough oil to spill over to others. See, David said, My cup runs over. That's not containment. That's abundance. When something runs over, it touches what's around it. Have you ever been in the gas pump and the pump didn't shut off and the gas starts squirting out as you're putting the nozzle in your car? That's what God wants to do with the anointing in your life. He wants it to overflow and spill a cup of oil on a table and everything near it gets affected. It's the same with the Holy Spirit when He fills our life. The overflow shows up in how you speak, how you love, how you give, how you walk into a room. People sense it. They may not be able to describe it, but they know something is different. Scripture consistently reveals that God's anointing is meant to overflow and to impact others. Let's look at the example of Aaron the high priest in the Bible. In Psalm 133 and verse 2, it says, It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. This is a picture of divine overflow. Aaron has the oil on his head. It runs down his beard, and it goes all the way down to the skirts of his garment, his priestly garments. That's a picture of divine overflow. The oil started at the head. It ran all the way down. It doesn't stay contained to the one part of the body. It affects his entire body. Now think about this in the spiritual realm. Jesus is the head. We are the church. We're his body. And the anointing flows from him, from the head. But it doesn't stop at the head. It flows through the body. That means if you're connected to Christ and you're yielded to the Holy Spirit, there is oil assigned to flow through you into your family, into your church, your workplace, and in your community. Your community should be affected because of the anointing that God has placed upon your life. You will affect the people who are around you. If you're connected to Christ, you're yielded to the Holy Spirit, there is oil assigned to flow through you. Let me say it this way. If the only time people feel the anointing is when they're around their pastor, something is wrong. See, the oil is meant to flow through the body, not just the pastor. Let's talk about the nature of the overflow, what it looks like practically. When the oil flows into your life, it'll manifest in these ways. Number one, it will have overflowing love. See, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 5, Paul said this. He said, The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit softens your heart toward others. You begin to love people who used to annoy you. You forgive easier. You bless those who curse you. See, that's coming from the oil. I love because He first loved me. And secondly, there's overflowing wisdom. The Spirit gives insight. It gives a strategy and a plan and discernment that you didn't study for. People begin to seek your counsel. Why? Because there's clarity when you speak. That's the oil. That's God's Holy Spirit in your life, and people can sense it, and so they want to be around it. Thirdly, in our lives, the Holy Spirit, His anointing, His oil in our life, there will be overflowing peace. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 15, it says, "Peace comes when the Spirit is poured out." You can be in chaotic environments, and you carry calm because you've anointed, God's anointed you with the Holy Spirit. And then fourthly, listen to this. When the anointing is operating in your life, you have overflowing power. That's the main thing for the Holy Spirit. He endues us with power. In Acts chapter 1:8, it said, "But you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you." See, when the oil flows, prayers have weight. Your words carry conviction. Your life, it pushes back the darkness because you've been anointed with God's oil, His Holy Spirit. You weren't called to live capped. You were called to overflow. Now let's just talk for a few moments about the hindrances to overflow. Let's be honest. Not everyone lives in overflow. So what stops the oil? I believe there are three common blockages from the anointing flowing in our life. The very first one is selfish containment. We begin to hoard the oil. We make it about us. We want the blessing, but not the responsibility to pour out and touch other lives. But friend, God never anoints people to isolate. He anoints people to serve, to break the yokes like we talked about on Monday. The second thing that will cause a hindrance to the overflow of God's anointing in your life is unconfessed sin. In Psalm 51 and verse 11, that amazing prayer that David prayed out of brokenness, he prayed it to God. He said, "Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit." See, David knew that sin will dull the overflow of God in our life. The Holy Spirit dwells in believers, but unconfessed sin can grieve Him, and it can hinder the flow. Thirdly, when it becomes routine religion in our lives, that'll hinder the overflow. Sometimes the oil stops flowing because we've replaced that intimacy with performance. We're busy doing things for God, and we stopped abiding in Him. But here's the good news. The oil, it can flow again. God wants to anoint you with fresh oil today. If you want the oil to touch others through you, you need to stay close to the source. So let's talk about living a life of overflow here. In John 7:38, Jesus said this, "Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." That's overflow, friend. And He said this about the Holy Spirit. Here are a few practical ways that we can cultivate overflow in our life. First of all, worship freely. Don't just sing songs. Minister to the Lord. And when oil touches Him, it'll touch others. Secondly, stay filled. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be filled with the Spirit." The Greek means to be continuously filled. There's several times I've noticed when I read about Peter. I just wrote a novel about Peter, a biographical novel. And I see several times where it says, then Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. Then Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. And I thought, well, why does he need to be filled again and again? And you know why it is? It's because we leak. Sometimes we leak because we're giving out and we're giving out and people are drawing it out of us. So we got to stay filled with the Spirit. Thirdly, walk in obedience. The Spirit flows through yielded vessels. The more you say yes to God, the more oil He's going to entrust you with. God wants you to be filled with His Spirit so that you can be a resource for others. And that comes from walking in obedience, staying filled, worshiping God. And then finally, this one, release what you've received. Pray for someone else. Maybe this series I'm doing this week has made you think about some close friend you have or someone you know in your church who you really see is going through a dry season, and you need to just call them today and say, hey, you got to listen to this episode of Fresh Oil and go back and play it for them. You release what you've received. Encourage someone today. Share what God is teaching you. Oil increases when it's poured out. I don't know today what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing or what storm life has brought your way. But I do know it's no accident that you are listening to this program today. And I have to believe that God brought us together for an appointed time. For one of those moments when we just recognize that God wanted to speak through this simple radio program, this simple podcast, this simple message on Facebook. Let me pray for you today, my friend. Holy Spirit, we don't want to live on empty. We want to be full so that that fullness will spill out and affect others around us. Fill us today to overflow, God. Let the oil flow from our thoughts, from our words, from our lives, and let others taste and see that you're good, God, because of the fragrance that we carry. We're asking you today, oh God, anoint us with fresh oil, not just to survive, but to serve. Let the oil that breaks yokes, let it begin in us and let it break chains in others as well. We ask this today in the wonderful name of Jesus. Friend, I want to leave you with this thought today. The world doesn't just need informed Christians. It needs anointed ones. Let God's oil fill you today, and then let it touch everyone you meet. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about sealed and filled, the Spirit within us. And God is going to minister to us tomorrow. Friend, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, I want you to know that God is as close as the air that you breathe. He sent this radio program today to minister to you. Perhaps you're going through a trial in your marriage and you'd say, Keith, I'm really struggling in my relationship with my spouse. My marriage is in trouble. I want to tell you something today. God can heal your marriage and He can do it through the anointing of His Holy Spirit in your life. And I pray today that God will touch you today. If you're going through a time of discouragement and depression, friend, call out to Him today, and His fresh oil will give you a new perspective. He'll strengthen you in your weak times, and He'll give you just some insight to know that He's going to see you through walking grace.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.